Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on the 11th May 2017 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom, our series on Radio Sai, where we dwell on the beautiful bhajans that used to reverberate in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashant Nilayam way back in the 60s and 70s. We have been rediscovering and relishing those beautiful compositions of the yesteryears, and today we have one such beautiful one adoring Bhagwan as Radha, as Krishna, as Krishna, as Radha. Here is how the first line goes.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
So this is what we will learn now. And like in every episode of this program, let's first become familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan, and then we'll move on to the tune, the raga. And then we will listen to an excerpt of a beautiful program that was presented in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan in the March of 2010, where the students dwelt on the theme of Radha Bhakti through Bhagwan's own compositions, own verses. And that is so much in line with this bhajan, so much steeped in the bhava of this bhajan. So we will listen to an excerpt of that program, and that will explain to us a little about the bhava aspect of this bhajan. And then finally, we will listen to how this bhajan sounds in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir when it is sung now. So, let's get started with the lyrics.
Radha, Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, 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 Radha Krishna Radha.
Now that you are familiar with the words of the bhajan, very simple words, let's move on to its very simple tune too. Brother Srinivaslu and Anirudh now will give us a slow demonstration of the tune.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale A Pancham.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha. 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 Radha, Krishna, Radha. Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Radha, Radha Krishna Radha, Radha Radha, Radha Krishna Radha. Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha. Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha. Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
So that's the simple, lovely, beautiful tune of a beautiful bhajan dedicated to the beautiful Lord Krishna. And we had Brother Srinivaslu giving us a beautiful demonstration. And now let us understand what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Anirudh is here with us to share what he thinks about the makeup of this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what is the raga behind this Radha Krishna?
Sai Ram Vishu.
Sai Ram.
As you would have heard this bhajan, just three lines, and almost all the lines are very simple, not even having the many notes from any raga or something like that. So it's basically, I feel it's just singing in ecstasy.
Yes.
Just sing in joy. So you have three notes or maximum four notes in this raga.
Sa re ga ma ga re sa.
So the entire bhajan is in the boundary of these notes. These notes you can relate it to Shankaravarnam in the Carnatic classical music, or Bilawal we call it in the Hindustani classical music.
Yes.
Where you have all the Shuddha notes.
Sa re ga ma pa da ni sa, sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
So as you said, it's just four or five notes. And in fact, what comes to me is perhaps this is very suitable for Balvika students, isn't it? For tiny tots.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a bhajan you can learn very easily, like you learn the bhajans.
Gopala, Gopala, Radhe Nandalala.
Yeah. It's a very simple bhajan.
Yes.
For kids like 6 to 8 years or 10 years can easily pick up this.
And there is a lot of joy, there's a lot of vibrancy, and it's easy to sing, easy to follow, nothing complicated.
Yeah. Something like
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma.
Very simple but very profound bhajan.
Yes.
Okay? Whereas this bhajan has, the lyrics are also very simple.
Yeah, Radha. Rama, Rama, Sai Rama. I think similar, isn't it? All are simple, just names and not much jugglery in terms of notes.
Yeah, and one more beautiful thing is that the all lines are same in this bhajan.
Correct.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
Yeah, just two words.
The third line is also Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
Yes.
So, let's do the swaras line by line.
Yeah.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha. Ga ga ri sa ga ga ri sa sa ri sa ri ga ri sa sa.
Ga ga ri sa ga ga ri sa sa ri sa ri ga ri sa sa.
Radha Krishna Radha sa ri sa ni sa sa ri.
Sa ri sa ni sa sa ri.
Radha 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 Krishna Radha. Ma ma pa pa ga ri sa sa ri sa ri ga ri sa sa.
Ma ma pa pa ga ri sa sa ri sa ri ga ri sa sa.
So that's all the bhajan.
I think there are many bhajans as we discussed before which have the same flavor apart from its simplicity. Of course, if you take the simplicity, you'll have so many bhajans which are very simple.
Like how we discussed Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, Gopala Gopala. If you see in the similar plane, you have the bhajan.
Radha Krishna Karuna Lola Radhe Govinda.
In fact, the second line is almost similar.
Radhe Govinda, Murali Govinda. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Murali Govinda.
It's quite similar. The tune is similar. It's got the same feel and again the play of just two, three words.
Yeah. And you have
Vanamali Vasudeva, Jagan Mohan Radha Ramana.
One more Radha Krishna bhajan, which has, of course, third speed and fourth speed. It is also similar in this plane. Whereas the Radha Krishna Karuna Lola is almost similar.
Correct.
To this bhajan.
Wonderful. So I guess the beat also is very simple for this bhajan.
Yeah. So let's have the count. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
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 Radha, 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 Krishna, Radha.
Radha, Radha.
Radha Krishna Radha 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 Krishna Radha 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 Krishna Radha.
I was reminded of hearing this bhajan in many recordings of old devotees singing in the 60s and 70s. This bhajan was sung and it was very vibrant those days.
Yeah.
So it's a nice platform that we are reviving this bhajan now.
Yes.
And getting them to mandir and singing these bhajans.
Yes. In fact, you know, as you are mentioning that about the yesteryears, I think if you see the yesteryears of Prashanthi Nilayam in Vrindavan, you had one of the initial things that Swami set up is the Gokulam.
Yeah.
In Vrindavan, you had the first batch of boys,
yeah,
after Bhagwan's residence came there, Swami had the Gokulam where there were a few cows and boys used to look after the cows, you know, the milk of the cows is what used to take care of their health. Even serve Bhagwan. And it's the same in Pathi also. We always had, the Gokulam has a much older tradition and history than many of the places in Prashanthi Nilayam.
Yeah.
And you know, these bhajans belong to that time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when you're telling about the boys who were working in Gokulam, they used to do anything for Swami.
Yes.
Even after doing such graduate programs and all that.
Yes.
And Swami used to just tell.
They should do everything.
Yeah.
Gardening, looking after the cows, feeding the cows, getting, you know, feed for the cows. And that's how it was, like the ancient Gurukulam.
Yeah. It's very inspiring.
Absolutely. It is through these bhajans that we can transport ourselves back to those times and to the charm of Krishna as Sai Krishna.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. So with this we are done with the raga, the tune, the beat of the bhajan. And for discussing about the bhava aspect of the bhajan. Who is Radha? What is the devotion of Radha like? How Bhagwan talked about this Radha Bhakti? And how can we become Radha in our devotion to Bhagwan, and how can we too become like Radha in our devotion to Bhagwan? Here is an excerpt of a program that was staged in the physical presence of Bhagwan in March 2010. The program was all about the devotion of Gopikas and Radha and understanding this relationship through Bhagwan's own compositions, Bhagwan's verses, the padyams that Bhagwan used to sing. So we dwell on Bhagwan's padyams and try to assimilate the stream of Radha Bhakti.
Once Krishna left Vrindavan, the state of the Gopikas was like a river without water, a life without breath, a bird without feathers. The Gopikas asked every bush and bower, every creeper and flower, "Have you seen our Krishna?" And how did they describe their Krishna to them?
Our Swami, the Antaryami, tells us how. Let's listen to that heart-rending rendition in Bhagwan's divine silken voice.
నల్లని వాడు పద్మనయనములవాడు కృపారసంబు పైచల్లెడువాడు మౌళి పరికర్పిత పించమువాడు ప్రేమ రంజిల్లెడివాడు ఒకడు మా సర్వము తోచుక వచ్చే ఓ మల్లియలార ఆ నల్లని వాడు మా సర్వము దోచుకవచ్చే ఓ మల్లియలార మీ పొదల చాటున లేడు కదమ్మ చెప్పరే.
ద గోపికాస్ లాంగ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ, దే యర్న్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఫామ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్, for his music and his melody.
Music itself is divine, but when the divine himself embellishes music, the experience is truly one of ethereal bliss. The Gopikas persistently prayed and pined for a drop of this spiritual bliss.
The Paramatma, they say, is a puzzle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma. It is the same feeling of absolute wonderment when one listens to Bhagwan's literary eloquence that flows in a torrent and drenches all in awe and delight. It is like the Ganga gushing out of the matted locks of Lord Shiva in a heavenly and humongous cascade.
Let us listen to one such incredible composition in the divine golden voice of our inscrutable Lord Sai Krishna.
Ninu ganu gonagalana Krishna, ninu ganu gonagalana అణువు కంటే అతి సూక్ష్మరూపుడవు, ఘనము కంటే అతి ఘననీయుడవు. 84 లక్ష జీవముల అనయంబున నెడబాయకుందువట, అణువు రేణుతుడ కాష్టము మొదలుగా అఖండ రూపుడవై వెలయుదువట. నిను గనుగొన్నగల్లమ్మా కృష్ణా, నిను గనుగొన్నగల్లమ్మా. ఘనమగు దొంగలలో గజ దొంగవు, నిను గనుగొన్నగల్ల మా.
When a kavi composes, it is a product of his imagination. But when Swami himself sings a poem extempo, he just presents the truth, the direct experience in its most undiluted form. For he is the real kavi, the omniscient and the all-pervading one.
He, as Gopika, felt the deep agony of separation from Krishna. He, as Yashoda, yearned to feed and adorn, to fondle and play and run with her little Krishna.
When Krishna left for Mathura, this was how Mother Yashoda pathetically pined for her darling Krishna.
Gopikas, and Mother Yashoda was like a block of ice. The agony of Radha Devi was like a colossal iceberg. Her life had virtually frozen after Krishna left Vrindavan. O Krishna, I really cannot exist without you. At least come in my dreams, please. O Krishna, if there is any life left in this body, it is for your sake.
This is the poignant prayer of the foremost devotee of the Lord, Radha, as revealed by our Swami, who is Radhika Jeevana.
Krishna, Krishna,
the blessed Radha, Swami says, was truly a dhara of aradhana, a continuous stream of sustained unalloyed devotion. And this indeed was the aadhar or the basis of her life. When Krishna left Vrindavan, Radha Devi's heart transformed into a heavy stone. The pain in her soul was deep and indescribable.
Yantakalami Badal
Krishna. Yenduko sabhi gadhai Mariada
sent his dear friend Uddhava as his messenger to Vrindavan. But the Gopikas had no other mind to listen to Uddhava. In fact, they did not even look at the face of Uddhava.
Instead, one Gopika looked at a bee and using it as a messenger, cried out, "O Tummeda, O bee, please tell Krishna that he should cast his benevolent looks on me. The tree of my life has become barren. Only he, only Krishna, can infuse life into this physical frame."
Who else than our Swami can tell us such tiny and touching details from the Srimad Bhagavatam? This is the conversation of the Gopikas with the bee, as revealed by our Bhagavan.
Kanneti chudamani cheppave maata Shri Krishna ko. చెదరిపోయిన మాదు జీవిత సుమమాల చైవార కూర్చి
ధరించమనవే ఎండు బారినమాదు జీవిత వృక్షమును చిగురు పెట్టగ వేగా సేయమనవే మబుగమ్మినమాదు మానసావీధిలో కృష్ణభానుని తేజమును నిలుపమనవే
After visiting Vrindavan, Uddhava returns to the abode of Krishna, completely dazed. He is intensely overwhelmed with the incredible devotion of the Gopikas. When Krishna eagerly inquires with him about Vrindavan, Uddhava says, O Krishna, the whole of Vrindavan is lifeless without you. The cows do not want to touch grass. The Gopalas have stopped taking food and the Gopikas are not willing to touch even water.
Gopala Neevu Drugochara Mavakunna Gogulu గరికైన కొరక వంట నీ దర్శనము లేక నీవు చింతను లేక గోపబాలురు కూడు గుడువరంట నీవు కనిపించక నీ సేవలును లేక గోపికల్ నీరంబు గుడువరంట నీ కథల్ వినకుండ నీ ముచ్చటలు లేక గోపకులును కన్ను గూర్కరంట నందనందనా గోపిక అనన్య భక్తి విశ్వవ్యాప్తంబు దీనికి సాటి కలదే విశ్వవ్యాప్తంబు దీనికి సాటికలదే విశ్వవ్యాప్తంబు దీనికి సాటికలదే
ఆఫ్టర్ కృష్ణ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఉద్ధవ ద టచింగ్ టేల్స్ ఆఫ్ బృందావన్ న్యూస్ రీచ్ బృందావన్ దట్ దేర్ కృష్ణ వాస్ ఇన్ డీడ్ విజిటింగ్ దెమ్
ద హోల్ ఏంబియన్స్ ఇన్ బృందావన్ Now bustle with energy and life. Every corner of Gokul was filled with excitement and merriment. The cows and meadows glistened with a new glow. And the Gopalas and the Gopikas danced in glee and joy.
And how beautifully the master composer, our Sai Krishna, describes this joy and ecstasy. Let us listen to this lilting and jolly tune.
కిట్టయ్య వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా
వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిట్టి దేవుడు కిట్టయ్య వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిట్టి దేవుడు
నమ్మికొల్చు వారలకు తిరిగుండు, అతని లెక్క చేయ నట్టి వారి కుక్కుగుండు. చక్కనయ్య చెంత చేరి మక్కువతో మొక్కగానే, చక్కనయ్య చెంత చేరి మక్కువతో మొక్కగాని ముక్తిమూయకున్న ముక్తి చిక్కునమ్మ, ముక్కుమూయకున్న ముక్తి చిక్కునమ్మ. కిట్టయ్యా వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా, మన కట్టాలు బాపునట చిట్టి దేవుడు. ముక్తి ముక్తి వేరు కాదు బుచ్చి తల్లి, అతని భక్తి ఒక్కటున్న చాలు ప్రియ చెల్లి. అల్లి పిల్లి ఆటలకు నల్లనయ్య చిక్కడమ్మా, అల్లి పిల్లి ఆటలకు నల్లనయ్య చిక్కడమ్మ. ఎల్ల వేళలుల్ల మందు తల్లడిల్లరే, ఎల్ల వేళలుల్ల మందు తల్లడిల్లరే. హే పిట్టయ్యా వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా, మన కట్టాలు బాపు నట చిట్టి దేవుడు. అవధూతలు అతని చింతలే నట్టి వారు యమదూతలు, ఆశ పాశలందు విషయ దాసులై మోసపోక, ఆశ పాశలందు విషయ దాసులై మోసపోక. ఈశుడైన కృష్ణ హృదయవాసిగారే, ఈశుడైన కృష్ణ హృదయవాసిగారే. పిట్టయ్యా వచ్చునట నిశ్చయముగా, మన కట్టాలు బాపునట చిట్టి దేవుడు, మన కట్టాలు బాపునట చిట్టి దేవుడు, మన కట్టాలు బాపునట చిట్టి దేవుడు.
There is not a single rasa that is not covered by our Swami. There are padyams that touch our heart and make us emotional. And there are songs which propel us to dance in joy. There are compositions which are slow and meditative. And there are padyams which are simply power-packed. There is melody, there is melancholy, there is joy, there is pathos.
And there are a few which are just classics. Whenever Swami sings them, it rings in our hearts and minds forever. It melts even hearts made of stone. One such example is this.
Pata paduma Krishna palukute lulukunetula mataladuma mukunda మనసు తీరగా. పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతే నిల్లొల్లుకున్నట్టుల, మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా. వేద సారమంత తీసి నాద బ్రహ్మముగను మార్తి, వేణు వండు తిరుగబోసి గాన రూపముగను మార్తి. పాట పాడు మా కృష్ణ పలుకుతే నిల్లొల్లుకున్నట్టుల, మాటలాడు మాముకుంద మనసు తీరగా.
This was the last prayer of Radha. Oh Krishna, sing for me once, please.
And Krishna did immediately accede to her request. He instantly took a twig of a bamboo, converted that into a flute, and out came from his ethereal lips entrancing music. Radha Devi was transported into a realm of pure spiritual ecstasy, and she fused in the form of her beloved. From that moment on, Krishna never touched the flute again.
Swami says, just as one cannot separate the white color of the milk from the milk itself, similarly,
Radha is inseparable from Krishna. When Paramatma took the form of Krishna, it is Prakriti or Dhara who assumed the form of Radha. And Swami has said, Radha ku adharam dhara aradhana.
Dearest Bhagavan, please bless us so that we may permanently inscribe in our hearts this eternal story of Radha Bhakti. Bless us, Lord, so that we too may cultivate that kind of pure, selfless and supremely passionate love for you in our hearts. Let every moment of our lives be an aradhana at your lotus feet. We conclude with a song which urges one and all to love the divine like the blessed Radha Rani did, as that alone can confer on us perennial peace. We love you, Swami. Please accept our sincere salutations.
చింతనే సదానందము ఈ రాధభక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం ప్రభుని నామ చింతనే సదానందము ఈ రాధభక్తి లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం కదలీ ఖర్జూరం కమ్మని చెరుపు రసం కదలీ ఖర్జూరం కమ్మని చెరుపు రసం చక్కెర తేన పండ్లు సార విహీనాలు ప్రభుని నామమే రాధకు మధురాహారం ప్రభుని నామమే రాధకు మధురాహారం నీ కరుణ హరిహరి నీ స్మరణ నీ కరుణ హరిహరి నీ స్మరణ అవియే భూషణం ధరా పోషణం నీ రాధ భక్తి ప్రతి జీవికి ముక్తి సాధకం ప్రభుని నామం ప్రభుని నామ చింతనే సదానందము లోకానికి శాంతి పర్వతం
So that was the program on Radha Bhakti, which Bhagwan loved, Bhagwan directed, Bhagwan saw the rehearsals, and he was very happy when it was staged in the Sai Kulwant Hall in March 2010. Ruminating on this most sublime pinnacle of devotion, of becoming a Radha, let us sing this bhajan once again along with students as it is sung in the Prashantinilayam Mandir.
Radha, Radha, Radha Krishna, Radha.
Radha, Radha, Radha Krishna, Radha.
Radha, Radha, Radha Krishna, Radha. Radha Krishna Radha
కృష్ణ రాధా.
With that, we've come to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to us. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His divine lotus feet.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on the 11th May 2017 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.